I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the Lumbee Tribe celebrates the passage of a bill which includes granting the tribe federal recognition. And we begin a series taking a look at the history of Japanese internment camps on tribal lands in Arizona. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Lumbee Tribe is celebrating the passage of the National Defense Authorization Act, which includes legislation to grant the tribe federal recognition. The Senate passed the defense bill Wednesday as Lumbee citizens gathered in Pembroke, North Carolina, for a watch party. Chairman John Lowry was in Washington for the vote and shared a short video message saying he's the last Lumbee chairman to go to D.C. to fight for full federal recognition. The tribe has sought federal status for more than a century. The effort has faced opposition, including by the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians in North Carolina, while President Donald Trump promised the Lumbee Tribe federal recognition. This December marked the 84th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor bombing, a shocking attack that drew the U.S. into World War II and unleashed a wave of anti-Japanese hysteria. While the U.S. would join a global fight against fascism and Nazi concentration camps, it was erecting camps of its own at home, forcing tens of thousands of Japanese Americans into internment. Two of those camps were set up on tribal lands in Arizona. In the first of a five-part series, KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio examines the law that has given presidents power to imprison perceived enemies. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.